Section 2. You will hear part of a broadcast for tourists about the popular holiday region called the Trelawa Valley. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
An unspoiled, splendid scenery takes its shape in the valley and estuary of the River Trelawa. Abundant with wildlife, as well as views of historic interest, there are lots of channels to explore the area with the wonderful public transport networks. With just short walks in between spots, it is possible for you to leave the car behind and travel by boat, train or bus. There is the Trelawa Valley passenger ferry running between villages alongside the river estuary and serves as a link with the train station at Barry, from which it takes only a 10-minute walk from the riverside village of Carlton. In the past, the main transport way in the area was the river, and as in the past, the ferry timetable varied from day to day according to the time and height of the tide. The ferry is also seasonal, usually running its business during the period between April and September, depending on the weather. Visiting our website, www.trelawferry.co.uk, it's convenient to download the timetable. If you would like to relax and enjoy the wonderful scenery, just take a river cruise to Carlton and back from the nearby city of Plymouth. Visitors were carried along the same route by steamships in the past. Queen Victoria and her family also enjoyed such a trip in 1856. Today, it takes you a few hours to do the journey. The round trip only lasts for 4 to 5 hours. Varying in terms of the tides and weather. You can travel upriver by boat and return to Plymouth by train if you prefer. There will be wheelchair access on all the cruise boats and trains. For more information and departure times, please ring Plymouth Boat Cruise on 01752 823 104. Trains travel between Carlton and Plymouth many times a day with different stations in between throughout the year. Local commuters as well as visitors who fancy the lovely scenery prefer to use the service. The highlight of the journey is going across the river on the amazing viaduct, which was constructed in the early period of the 20th century, and it towers 120 feet over the water. Tickets can be directly bought on the train, so it is unnecessary to book ahead. You can reach National Rail inquiries by phone or online for more details about fares and timetables. The bus service is now linking all train stations and villages in the zone, especially for holidaymakers. There is a Rover ticket, including unlimited journeys, which can be used on weekends and national holidays. The Rover ticket offers great value for money and is now even cheaper than it was last year. For adults, a ticket costs £5.50 per day. For senior citizens, the cost is £4.50. And a family ticket for up to 5 people only costs £12. You can purchase tickets on the bus.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
At the centre of the Trelaw estuary area is the historic riverside village of Carlton. The main road comes into the village from the south, and for those who are riding by bus, it turns left just before the bridge and stops in the lay-by on the left-hand side. From there, it's just a short walk to Carlton's various attractions. If you're arriving by car, you have to leave it in the main car park. Go over the bridge, take the first turning on the right, then go on until you come to the end of that road. It's the only place to park in Carlton, but there's no charge. If you're interested in local history, there's a museum in Carlton with farming, fishing and household implements from the late 19th century. As you come in from the south, cross the river and go straight on the same road until you reach the end. Also on the subject of history, you can go and see the old mill, which has recently been renovated and put back into use. Turn left before you come to the bridge, then go straight on and take the first turning on the right. This leads straight there. If you're interested in arts and crafts, there's a potter's studio where you can watch the artist at work. After crossing the bridge, turn left, and it's the second building on the left. Finally, when you're in need of refreshments, there's a cafe opposite the old boathouse and a picnic area near the mill.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.